All right, it is Monday, Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisors. Jonathan Taylor is here talking about the Pure Prairie League.
Yep, great group with a unique sound at the time. They were founded right here in Ohio in 1970, Mike.
Oh, okay. So,
yep. Some good old boys from Waverly down south started the group, and over the years it was a bit of a revolving door of band members.
Right.
But I want to focus on one of the later members, Vince Gill. He joined in 1978.
Okay.
So most people think of Vince as country music star, and they are right. Vince has won 22 Grammys, 8 Academy of Country Music Awards, 18 Country Music Association Awards. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The slaughter rule needs to apply to Vince Gill.
Yeah,
he needs to stop for a while.
And on and on.
Dude, I mean, come on, stop.
He is decorated in the music business. But, you know, Vince has talent that many of our classic artists have recognized. While he was with Pure Prairie League, Mark Knopfler called and asked Vince to join Dire Straits. He declined, but said it was not an easy decision.
Yeah.
So later, after Glenn Frey passed away, Vince was asked to join the Eagles. He was honored, but said, you know, at the same time, it was kind of sad. That's recognizing that Glenn was gone.
Right.
But he was excited to play with Deacon Frey and the rest of the group.
Yeah.
So, and Mike, have you seen that Dodger Stadium show with the Eagles?
No.
Oh, put it on your bucket list. It's awesome. It's one of the best. But, you know, it struck me as two bookends of the 70s and 80s popular music.
Yeah.
We got Vince on the stage with Joe Walsh.
No.
So we got Squeaky Clean on one side of the stage and Bad Boy on the other. It's a great show, and they performed well together. With all Vince's awards and accomplishment, he has made a couple of dollars in the music business. You know, they do pay well once you hit it, Mike.
Yep.
So he probably has a net worth around $30 million or so, and has said he could probably make another million if he could decide to part with some of his guitars he's collected over the years.
Oh, gee.
112, I believe. So.